Guess I can start before I get my mic fixed. Bam, we're live. Oh, I'm fixed. Sort of.
Both you and no, you're still on the computer.
Oh, it's weird because I hear audio through this headset, but I can't oh, Rodecaster too. Osweiner.
Boom.
Tyler Watkins here from the Heat One app. Savon Matosian from the beach.
From the beach.
cold shitty day, but Avi was taking a swim class. Oh yeah, wow,
nice.
Hey, is Dr. Spade Dr. Pepper?
Yes, my favorite by far has been like his cola, his Pepsi cola mock. I like the yuzu lime though.
This I haven't is tried it. I've never tried.
Oh, so good.
I've never tried. I was gonna just try on there. Oops, I just shook.
Nah, it's fine. It's not that. It's not that carbonated.
Oh,
it's hard to do, ain't it?
Oh, not when you have manly hands like mine.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers to Spade. Oh, all right. Design flaw number one, right? Listen, design the can so when the outside.
Yeah.
Yes, because look, I'm drinking it and it's showing wrong. You the health facts. Zero.
Which is good. No caffeine in this. So we can drink this at 9:34 my time.
Oh yeah, this is good.
It's good.
This should be mixed in drinks. This needs tequila.
Oh yeah. This in a Jack and Coke. Perfect.
So that's the soda one. That's not the Dr.
No, Pepper this one. Is Dr. Pepper one.
Oh, I can't wait to try that. Dr. Pepper is the most unrated drink in the world.
It's really good. When I first started CrossFit, I was basically only drinking sweet tea and Dr. Pepper.
Sweet tea?
Dude, I'm from the South.
All right. You really? I know. Sometimes I find that hard to believe. Someone has to be.
Do you?
Hey, is it weird for you? Is it weird for you that I'm from California? You're like, wow, I have a friend who lives in like, and not only that, but like the Bay Area.
No,
the we've heart been of where the weird shit is.
I've been to 4 schools in the past 4 years.
Oh, I know, so you know.
I know so many people from California at this point.
And you've seen the weird, if you're in academia, you've seen the weirdness, all the weirdness.
Yeah.
Man, I've been watching some interviews of the lady who's the head of NPR, National Public Radio. What a shit show. What a shit show.
I've only ever listened to...
She's hot as fuck, which is kind of weird. She does not look like she fits the mold.
I'm going to look her up.
But she's a fucking nutter.
She runs NPR?
Yeah, she runs NPR. She's the CEO. Basically, she's against the First Amendment, but she can't say that.
That's an odd thing for a radio program.
Right. That's funded by the government. Oh, tube tops. You want to talk about tube tops? Jesus criminy.
Tube tops, that's random, but all right.
They'll even make a fake pair of tits look saggy. Tube tops are a disaster. Whoever invented those is a ding dong.
They hate women. I heard they hate women.
Yeah, true. Fact.
Catherine Mayer.
Have you seen the Luis Oscar Mora video that Hiller made?
No.
I haven't watched that either.
You guys were sending that stuff over while I was in the middle of this meeting thing.
What meeting?
I was watching several.
For work or for the app?
For work.
Oh, fuck it. I don't care. Never mind. Actually, hold on. Oh, my God. His fucking Luis Oscar Mora video is 47 minutes.
Hell yeah. That means it's a good one. Because you know he hates stretching them that long. He like tries not to.
Damn, I was hoping we could watch this. This, by the way, this is the Dave Castro Week in Review, but let me...
Day late, dollar short.
That's a really good point, Tyler, that you just said. That's a really good point.
Yeah. When his go up, I'm like, yep, I need to watch this one. If they're long.
I did 60 cleans today with 95 pounds and then 60. I did 60 power cleans with 95 pounds and then 60 front squats with 95 pounds. I'm trying to like
change it up.
yeah, like try to CrossFit a little bit these days.
Are you inspired by Taylor Self?
Maybe. I, you know what it really was? I think I was a little embarrassed. Embarrassed isn't the right word. I wasn't embarrassed, but I was
peer pressured.
No, I was bothered at how uncomfortable, like I didn't do the third workout in the open because the thrusters just really were not comfortable for me at 95 pounds. So I'm like, okay, I need to start doing more barbell work. Okay. Sid, let's read some of the comments from Hiller's thing. In Shane's defense, he's probably counting down the clock since HQ is dumb enough to make it fight gone bad style. That's a dumb comment. It's a great workout. Standard. Let's just watch the beginning of Hiller's video. I don't understand. Let's see.
Just what the premise is.
Why not start a little bit early, huh? This is going to be a video on Luis Oscar Mora, who has his videos public for the world to see on his YouTube channel. It's something that I question. I'm questioning a lot of things in this video. It comes from a place in which I just spent the weekend with somebody that I made.
Hey, did Luis? Can anyone in the comments tell me? Did Luis get
no rep?
Yeah, did he get invalidated by HQ?
I'm gonna look it up. Please hold.
Sevi may not even walk out of frame during next open. Did I walk out of frame in my video or something?
I would imagine,
dude. I probably stumbled out. You're looking
a similar video in the past, whose name is Bill Leahy the Four. William Leahy, Will Leahy the Four. Currently sits in seventh at the West semifinal.
Name is Bill Leahy the Four.
Oh wow, that's me. That's echoing. This time,
all scores are valid.
Last year, yeah.
Oh, all of the scores are valid.
All scores are valid.
All right.
At the moment.
So he's just freeballing this video.
He's found something. He's gone hunting and found something.
I don't think CrossFit watches the videos. I feel bad, but it kind of hard to sympathize when it's the athlete's job to know and meet the movement standards. It's not difficult to see the entire body of an athlete when you have a trained eye. Wow, man, dude, nobody can escape the Batman. I'm telling you, bro, this is some amazing depth research into movement standards, bro. The woman in the back, her rep's garbage too. Oh, this is all right. I'm going to get back on the assault bike tonight and watch this.
Work.
If you ask me, he never achieved a handstand. Incline shoulder press, agreed. Proven is an embarrassment. Wow.
I wonder if you had a snapshot of Proven or whatever video he watches, if it's a Proven video or what, Buttery Bros maybe, if there were negative comments on it before Hiller said anything. That's what I always look for.
Well, he's made this no rep thing as kind of like a favorite pastime of people now.
I mean, it kind of was before, but now we got a guy.
Yeah.
A flag to stand behind.
Just a professional no repper.
I didn't know I was getting the call.
There you go.
This is the big leagues, bro.
Step right up, Chase Inger from Get With The Programming. I wish I knew which one of these was.
No. I'm Captain America. No.
You can't do your own sound. I'm gonna have to buy a soundboard just to. Oh.
We were waiting for you, Chase.
I thought you were gonna tell me.
We weren't really waiting for you
at the last minute. Yeah.
How much are those soundboards?
Roadcast. Go ahead, Chase.
400?
500? I'm gonna say 600. 599.
You can get like bundles on Amazon with mics too, that for like 1,000.
I need to get one of those.
Hey, did we end up with a Heat 1 winner for quarterfinals?
So I thought about talking about this on social media today, is that we're kind of stuck because if the Zach Bunton thing is true, he beats Jeff Adler in the clean workout. Which means, and there's a bet for that.
Remind me about Zach Bunton.
So, in workout four, Zach Bunton supposedly beat Jeff Adler one more clean, and we had a bet for Jeff on that workout. It was either he set the record for the cleans in that workout, or anyone else in the world did. And it looked like Jeff actually did it. And then we get some behind the scenes news that actually Zach Bunton did it. He just screwed up on his submission.
Which, so you're just waiting for CrossFit to validate? You'll give it like another week until CrossFit's validated.
Essentially, yeah.
Zach Bunton.
But I mean, I guess I could talk about who the winner could be.
Do we know him? Do I know him? Her? They, them.
Do we know a Dusty Wyatt?
Oh, is that the guy who was doing my subclip station for like 8 seconds?
I don't know. Richard Lebb could win. He's in first right now with 851 points, but Rami HCP is in second.
I know a Dusty Willard.
Dusty Willard. These people are fake. They can't. That's not a real name.
Dusty Willard, it is. It's my sub clip guy. That's who wants to work really hard? Who watches the show? Who watches like 80% of the shows and just has a good eye for sub clips and wants to just blow my fucking sub clip station up?
I don't want to work that hard.
I would screw that up so bad. I watch it, but I would screw that up so bad. I can't
give you my own. I'm going to give you the first $1,500 a month that the station makes.
Catches.
No, that's it. That's good. And then we renegotiate. It's all you. The harder you work, the greater chances you are here. Oh, Dustin Wyatt. Oh, look at. Oh shit! Here's the dude. So this dude might be 20.
I knew we knew him,
dude. You might make $2,500, dude.
Yeah, he's in the top running right now.
Dave Castro week in review. 24 minutes. 1.25 speed. You ready, Tyler?
I'm ready.
Tyler from the Heat 1 app, Chase Ingram from Get With The Programming. Here we go.
I've done zone off and on since my level one in 2015. It's great. This is because last week we talked about someone commented saying they didn't know anybody who did the zone. And I actually said I knew hundreds of people. The truth is I probably know thousands of people. A lot of people have used it and have used it.
And I claim he doesn't even know hundreds of people, by the way.
Can you turn him up?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Guys, if you want to hear more about that, look back at last week's. At Tom Schwinn 6064, quarterfinals. Have been there, done that, and I do not have a t-shirt. Dave, I wrapped up my quarterfinals workout yesterday and really enjoyed the test. Outstanding job by all involved. However, I ordered my quarter C on 4-7 2+ weeks ago. As soon as I received the code and have yet to receive it, the tracking information provided does not contain a projected delivery date, and the link status simply states unknown. I've had friends that have had similar issues with their open t-shirt orders. CrossFit can do better than this. CrossFit is better than this. Keep the week in reviews coming. I haven't even got my t-shirt yet, so I hear you. We definitely can do better than this. It's not like we're fulfilling the t-shirt orders, clearly. We have a third party who's assisting us with this. And we understand and we recognize what's happening, what happened through the open and what's happening now. And we are looking at ways to fix this and make this better so it doesn't happen again.
This has always been a problem, even when we had Reebok, right?
How many shirts is it? It's got to be a blue billion.
What? I mean, you would just, that must be a Southern term.
It is. Sorry.
A blue billion?
Blue billion.
What's that?
It's a lot.
Julian Nifford, great show, guys. What happened to Tyson Oldroyd? He got fired. Any questions?
How do they know that?
Everyone. Mariah made a post.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it with Chase on here.
Thank you.
Chase has got his hand on the button. He's like, all right.
You're welcome.
On my podcast, if like the guys go off, they just say earmuffs and I disappear until they're done talking.
Dreamus, 1978. Hey, Dave, thank you for the time and effort you and HQ put into the quarterfinal workouts. They were actually fun, kind of. Question, sir, was there any specific reason we didn't see a one rep max or heavy complex this year for either the open or quarterfinals, or was it just because? Thank you for the time. It's never just because. There's a very deliberate reason you didn't see a one rep max in the open or the quarterfinals or a heavy complex. I'm getting my thing caught up. Come here on Doug. So here's the deal. If we were to have a one rep max, say clean and jerk in the open, and I won't say we didn't test strength. Don't say we didn't test strength specifically in the quarterfinals. If we would have had a one rep max clean and jerk in the open as one of the three workouts or even added as a part B, it would really skew the results overall because you'd have outlier. You have people who signed up and who have no work capacity or very low work capacity and are really strong and just put these huge numbers up. That and they are not overall fit. So in the open, it really clutters the data. Even at the quarterfinal level, you'll have a lot of people who are fit enough to advance the quarterfinals, but are really strength athletes and have really strong numbers. And that could knock out the cohort we're looking at have advanced to the semis, which are people who are well-rounded CrossFitters with a high level of work capacity across broad type and modal domains. So if we had just a pure strength element there, it skews with the data a little. What we tested in the quarterfinals was you had to be really fucking strong to do really well at that workout, well fatigued and at a high heart rate. So the type of strength we tested in the quarterfinals.
Mason Mitchell, what about 18.2? His argument doesn't apply there. I don't know what 18.2 is, but dude, you can go back and like always find something. If you're just going to look at the whole fucking library of workouts, Mason, you're always going to find some inconsistency. I mean, we're moving forward, right?
It's about time he said it.
Who?
Dave. It's about time they admitted it.
Admitted what?
You don't do one rep maxes in the open or quarterfinals. Oh. You just don't do it.
Hey, was 245 a good weight, Chase?
Yes.
For the final bar, fourth bar?
25% for one, right? But if you look at anybody who finished that, that's going hard, like you cannot be weak and win that workout. And you cannot be unfit and win that workout. So you can't just be strong and win it. And you can't just be weak and condition and win it. Like it was just fine for the number. Like everyone had 5 minutes left and they're basically maxing it out. Like the last list for everybody, you got guys like who can clean and jerk 365, 385, split jerk and 245 power cleans. And like, it was great. It was just what they needed to do.
It was 10 reps with 135 and then 10 reps with 185 and then 10 reps with 225 and then
max and remaining time.
Yeah. With 245. Okay. And what did you think of the weight, Tyler? You like it?
It's fine. I think like if I had to critique it, 245 versus 225 is not really a big difference. I would have probably rather him just either kept 245 or 225 or have bumped it up to 260 or something like that. I think 260 would have been a good jump or 255.
Yeah, 255 meet in the middle.
Yeah. But like it would have been actually like kind of a more cool test to it just have been at 225. Just max out at 225.
What about for next year if there are quarterfinals to just raise it to 250?
Yeah.
And then the year after that, keep it again and raise it to 255.
Keep the same workout.
Yeah, just keep adding.
Or change the weights and do snatches.
There you go.
Like you can do that format, and that's another thing that they did great. Like this is a retread of the online semifinals in 2021, and they did the same weights but with snatches. Mm. It was the same workout
at the semifinal level.
At the semifinal level, but
yep. Okay.
And I think it was squat snatches. I believe it had to be squat snatches.
So easier movement, little lighter, one step earlier in the competition chain.
25%. Everyone gets to play, but I like that format.
Yeah, it was great.
Just change the weights and change the lifts you do every year. Snatches 1 year, thrusters 1 year. Like you could do so much with that format.
Squat clean would have been really cool. Also, it would have blown the hell out of your legs. It would have sucked.
Was appropriate for the type of strength that we value. Now, once you have all these fit athletes, or let's say all these fit athletes, this 99% that are advancing to semis or the next stage, and then eventually to the games. Now, testing one rep max amongst that really fit and consistently high level of performing CrossFitter, then it's more appropriate there. So I think the where you put one rep max test when doing something like the open quarters, semis, and games is really important, and it shouldn't be earlier on. It should be later, because earlier on we're testing for overall fitness. If you want to test for strength, go sign up for a fucking powerlifting event or go sign up for a weightlifting. Nothing against either of those. But I'm saying at the earlier stages, it's more about work capacity, more about being a good CrossFitter, being fit, than it is about strength. Although you need to be strong to do really well at the stuff in the open and obviously the stuff in the quarterfinals, specifically the last event in the quarterfinals. At XLOP, hey Dave, just want to say the team did a bang up job with the programming quarterfinals. Also, was wondering if you took time to watch Taylor versus the World. It has me more excited than ever for the game season. I hope it generates buzz around quarterfinals or around HQ. Can't wait for semifinals. yet the team did do a great job with programming. I'm happy with it. I'll talk a little bit later about my poor experience with it, but the programming for quarterfinals was really good. So overall, very happy with it. I did not watch Taylor versus the World, but as I talked to Sevan, he told me about it, and it sounds like it was a huge success. It's pretty cool what those guys are doing, the way they'll take moments of what we are doing and then make their own little media moments from them and highlight athletes and highlight the sport.
Our own little media moments?
Little.
You fucking douche canoe. I mean, thank you, Dave. That's nice of you to recognize us.
So, I knew he was going to say, like, killing it. I never saw it.
I never saw it.
He's always got to throw in, like, the smallest sack tap. Like, as
Yeah.
That's a brother thing, right? Like,
right.
Girls or, like, my wife, like, if I'm ever around a group of guy friends and if a guy walks, there's a certain, like, perimeter I have. And if you get within that, I immediately like cover up. I don't know if anybody immediately, like not even thinking about it. Like if you get within 6 inches of my,
you have
like,
PTSD.
Oh, for sure. I grew up with two brothers and a dad that taught us how to do it. Like it was just Charlie horses and sack taps.
That's how I feel around Jason and Taylor whenever they're near each other. Jesus Christ.
Dave did call me though and was asking me on those days what the scores were.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was, yeah. So he was interested. And when I told him the scores, he was blown away. He was like, holy shit. When I told him Jason got 260 on that, he's like, no, dude, this workout. I'm like, yeah, 260, dude. He's like, what the fuck? And Jason set the world record for that, right?
Yeah.
I don't like it when you say world record. Well, then don't listen to the show.
I love world record. I'll take world record over test record. For the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah. Like, then don't listen. I don't like, Dave used to do the thing when I worked at HQ. I'm so proud of you, but I never felt, but it wasn't like he was really proud of me. It was just like, it was like he was my dad.
Cause he had that little like smirk when he said it too.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
With that stuff, Sevan and his team with their outside of the box ideas to kind of covering or showing the world some of these things from a different perspective. So, A+ for them on that shit because they're doing a great job with it. Can't wait. Yeah, can't wait for some of the finals already. Okay.
Wow. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
A+.
Wow. Dude.
It was awesome, dude. You guys, that was
so I can't wait to tell you what we're gonna do next. You guys are gonna shit yourself. You guys are gonna fucking shit yourself. We have a whole new Taylor Self versus the World.
Scam.
Yeah, scam. You guys are gonna fucking trip. I can't wait to tell you.
At David Hellman in 4177. Love these videos. I recently quit my career of 18 years to pursue full-time work in CrossFit and athlete-specific sport training. I've never been more excited on taking this step into the unknown and more terrified about what it can do financially to me and my wife. One day at a time, the unknown and unknowable. Good luck. If you need any help in your journey, let me know. There's a great community here to support you. So communicate here or in any of the other places and forums where there's coaches and trainers speaking to help answer all your questions.
I didn't hear the question. What? I was just already, I was in my head just jerking myself off. How great I am. What
I'm new. I'm new to CrossFit. I'm excited.
Okay.
I think
this guy quit his job of 18 years and got into like sports training with CrossFit and is just going for it.
Yeah, it's davidcrossfit.com, by the way, buddy, if you need any, if you want to talk to him directly.
It's true.
He loves getting emails.
And he puts it out there, though. Like, he's put that out there before, so, you know.
And if you do email Dave, don't expect full sentences.
Or an email.
Or, yeah, no, or a reply.
Email, yeah. Or a reply. Email yeah. Don't have expectations. I would write him, like, these three-paragraph emails, and I'd get these one-word answers back. Uh-huh.
White Rabbit 09. You see CrossFitters that stay overweight for years because they can't stay off the refined processed starch carbohydrates. You can't out-train a shitty diet, Glasson. So you can't out-train, in quotation, the shitty diet. That quote goes to Greg. It's absolutely true. If you are so, at the base of our pyramid is nutrition, because we view nutrition as the most important piece in your fitness and health journey. And if you are struggling with your weight and you're doing constantly varied functional movements executed at high intensity, you should probably take a look at what you're eating and how you're eating and what the macronutrient breakdown is of it. And specifically, if it's really high in carbohydrate, specifically refined carbohydrate. If it is, you should look at reducing your carb intake. Every individual has a different tolerance for carbs, and it affects them differently. So some people are really sensitive to carbohydrate and put on weight easier because of that. So yes, you cannot out-train a shitty diet. And I think also with that, you hear me talk often about this, but some of the highest level athletes and some of their experiences and some of the way they talk about how they eat and what they promote, I don't think is really good for the average CrossFitter overall. A lot of those guys eat high levels of carbohydrate for their training because they can, and then they promote like Brooke eating donuts or the Buttery Bros and their pancakes. Not that they're high level athletes, but the Buttery Bros and their pancakes. They're good people, but they're not high level athletes.
They are high level athletes though, aren't they?
Endurance athletes, I think.
They're pretty fucking fit.
Mars is a good athlete. Like, just it, period. Marson.
And Heber's fit as fuck, isn't he?
Yeah, he's come a long way. Heber's come a long way the past couple of years.
Long way. Yeah.
But I mean in their ability to work. Like, don't underestimate that. Like, they work hard.
And oh, you mean just put out content?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're athletes. Yeah. To put out content and train in as much little modalities as they do for that content is very impressive. And think about what we're comparing them to. Okay, if I compare them to like semifinal games athletes.
Yeah.
But like for the rest of the world, it's top 1%.
Yeah. Matthew Welty, it's really alcohol for most people and not their food, but they don't want to admit it. Or they don't know.
I don't know what that guy's talking about at all.
Okay, here we go.
Brooke promoting donuts, Tia promoting however she eats, you know, so-and-so promoting eating pizza, even Froning at his camp promoting how they eat cereal. And so all of that is fine for them for various different reasons. The amount they train, how, again, carbohydrate affects them. But I think sometimes the average CrossFitter or the person maybe struggling with weight sees that and they think it's okay for them to eat the same way, where it's possibly not. And again, every specific example, every specific individual is going to be a little different and require different approaches. But generally speaking, if you're struggling losing weight and you're CrossFitting, we should definitely take a look at your diet, and we should specifically probably take a look at your refined carbohydrate consumption. And that's why the zone is an important mechanism, because you can really specifically see how much you're eating, and tracking macros, you know, same concept, different way of doing it. But taking a look at that stuff is important.
Hey, I mean, I haven't hung out with Rich in 14 years, but in the three or four times that I hung out with him for like a week or more, he ate very little at each meal. I mean, like very little. Like, he would open a Tupperware container and take two scoops of like chicken salad, and then be done, put it away. He would drink like a cup of milk, chocolate milk, you know, 16 ounces, and that would be his meal. I mean, so I think a lot of it also is just overeating at one meal.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, he ate very little.
Well, Rich was pretty notorious for that early on.
Just small meals. And I bet you he still doesn't eat a lot.
You remember carb backloading? Remember that phase?
In CrossFit?
Yeah.
I think I'm still in that phase.
It was something that Neil Maddox was doing, and all the guys in my gym. This is like, man, early 2010 to 13. And carb backloading was the rage, because Neil Maddox does it. What he does is, he doesn't eat any carbs all day. And then if he like works out at really high intensity, he can eat whatever he wants past like late at night. It was like 10 p.m. or later.
Yeah, I think Devin Lorette was doing that too.
Here's the thing, is like, everyone's looking at Neil Maddox. It's like, Neil Maddox can do whatever he wants. And Neil Maddox or Jason Kleber. And all the guys try to do it at the gym. I even tried it for a little bit. And all we did was get fat and sucked at CrossFit afterwards.
And how about when James Townsend's on here and you hear how he eats, you're just like, how can that be?
No, how does he?
It's freaks, man.
I mean, like he has no issues. Just eating sugar, like just no issues. And look at him; he's fucking carved of granite.
If you look at a lot of the, there's a thing about like Deion Sanders back in the day, where like he would show up to the combine with like a bag of McDonald's, run a 4.22 40, and then just like leave the stadium. Like, there's just freaks out there, and you should not take any nutritional advice from them.
Yeah, you're not one.
Dave's a huge proponent of different insulin sensitivities. He does not think he thinks that there's some people who could just eat fucking sugar all day and be good. And there's some people who just like they you know, take one sip off a Coke and they got a rubber tire around their waist.
So, no, dude, like if I really want to lose weight, I have to like almost completely cut out carbohydrates. Like to maintain, like if I want to gain weight, I have to bump up my carbs very little. I'm super sensitive to them. Yeah, I'm like, it took me years to find out that not everybody's playing with the same deck of cards.
Yeah. Dave told me, I wish I could remember, Gary, is it Gary Fung? Is that the guy's name? Oh, hold on, let me see. Gary Fung, is that the guy's, no, I just brought up a bunch of Asian dudes. Who's the Fung guy? He has the, Charles Fung, Larry Fung.
I guess
the guy who spoke at the health summit, Jason Fung.
Oh,
yeah. He told me, chapter 12.
Who are you, Fung?
Let me see. Jason Fung's book. I'll tell you exactly what Dave told me just the other day. Jason Fung books. I should have Jason Fung on. Maybe it's the obesity code. In chapter 12 of the obesity code. Oh, he has one called the diabetes code too. Oh no, maybe it's the complete guide to fasting. Shit, I don't know. Sorry, guys. I'll ask him. I'll text him right now. Hold on. Because I want to tell you guys.
Hey, bro, what's your book?
He said chapter 12 of that book. He's like, dude, read that, memorize that. He said that's where it's at. What was the name of the Fung book with your chapter 12 liking?
You're going to be like, what?
All right. Back to Dave.
For meeting your health and fitness and weight goals. At Jenny Vaccaro 7097, receive my keychain. Such quick shipping and love the packaging. Next, I need a belt. Thank you. Okay, so I must have been last week or so because I haven't made the keychains in a while or a couple weeks ago. I put some keychains on tdcmercantile.com. I enjoy making this stuff. I spend, you know, a little time, half an hour here every couple days. It's pretty fun. I obviously like being creative with the programming stuff and through making stuff with the leather work. So it's kind of a little creative outlet that gets me away from this space and thinking about other things. Actually, I think there might still be a belt on the store right now. So Jenny, if you want to get a belt, go check out tdcmercantile.com.
TDC.
At Nickel Plate Fitness, has HQ considered age groups and teen comps to be openers for individual comps? I don't know what you mean, but do you mean like having, I mean, I guess it's kind of like how the games have been for years. We had the age groups and teens compete.
Stand by. tdcmercantile.com.
Are we going to go shopping? Nice.
I want to get one of those belts. I need a new brown
belt. Oh, they're out of stock. They're already out of stock.
Damn, never mind. They look smooth, don't they?
They look good.
So the first ones were black. Now these are tan.
Yep. He made another black run recently after the first one he did, and then this new tan one.
Dear Dave.
Dear Dave.
I need a reversible one. Yeah, I need
like a black and cheating. A brown one.
Yeah,
I had one where the belt would lift and rotate.
So the keychains are in stock.
I've got one of those. I got one of the black ones. On behalf of the tan ones, I spent so much money on Dave Castro.
On behalf of the TDC.
Oh, how long?
Dude, we're sold out. I don't know,
a couple months now I've been drinking that thing.
We chugged Spade at the beginning of this show. Now we're chugging TDC olive oil. What's next?
I haven't had Spade yet. Is that like
it's good.
The healthy? It's good.
It's good.
I don't know. He says it's healthy. I don't know if it is healthy. Let me see. It says zero sugar.
All it's right. Got stevia in it. We need to talk to him about putting allulose in it.
Allulose. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Richard Johnson on here to talk about allulose. Here we go.
For the individuals, is that what you're saying at the games? But now we've pulled them out to be opener for individual, or do you mean other individual comps? Regardless, they're their own thing now, and this is gonna be the first year we do this model, and it's gonna be a huge success, and we're gonna be really happy with the direction that we took it.
And I'm the only person in the space promoting it. Whatever it was, I don't even know what he said, but there you go.
At David Gora, why is there no longer promotion of the garage gyms? When looking back at old journal articles, I was encouraged. If HQ wants to see increase in numbers, shouldn't that be put back in focus? Why is there no longer promotion of the garage gyms? I wouldn't say that we are.
There was just some recent promotion of garage gyms and the affiliates, but a handful of affiliates lost their fucking mind.
Yeah, there's like a mass email about starting a garage gym or something.
Yeah.
A garage gym bigger than your affiliate.
Yeah, exactly. Sevan, would you cry if Taylor made it to the games? No. But I did tell him today that if he made it to the games, I might even start believing in God. Because it would be so crazy that we started this Taylor Self versus the world, and then it would be just crazy.
Hold on, getting caught up again. Sorry.
Garage gyms, Dave. Garage gyms. Garage gyms.
Why is there no longer promotion of the garage gyms? There's a limited amount of promotion for a lot of the things that we do and a little...
While you're there, could you address why there's no promotion for the adaptive game?
An amount of focus that we need to put in, this is very common knowledge. We don't have a massive...
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. And promotion for the semifinals that are coming up in a month.
What's the tier there?
Yeah.
Is it garage gyms first, then semifinals, then adaptive? Or is it adaptive first?
The problem is that there's just a bottleneck. You know, like when you have like 20 things that could be dumped out of a bottle, but you turn the bottle upside down and none of them can come out because they all hit the fucking opening at the same time. That's the problem.
You got tip slower.
Yeah, HQ's just so excited about promoting all of it. Okay.
And so with the resources we're working on and all the things we do have to promote, the affiliate stuff.
Should I affiliate my garage?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's $3,000, not off my back. I don't care what you do.
Is that how much it costs to affiliate your garage?
$4,500. It's the same number.
Affiliate my garage, and then I could be invited to all the meetings.
There it is.
I could bug Katie Hogan's phone number.
That's right. Speed dial.
Fuck.
The cap stuff.
I'm thinking about it.
The games, clearly. The training. They're in that kind of environment. Yes. Are we doing videos on the garage gym experience currently? No. Have we probably in the last year or two? I would imagine yes. In telling the stories of various individuals, I don't know if we have or have not. So someone's gonna write a video and saying we have not. But my point being, it's not like there's this conscious directive: don't promote garage gyms or don't talk about garage gyms. Garage gyms and garage athletes are a massive part of CrossFit, regardless of making a video about them or doing promotion around them or not. And I mean, hey, look at how I train. I train out of a garage gym. Look how a large number of people. And I don't think we are consciously trying to avoid them or not talk about them.
Could argue that the garage gym gets the most promotion out of anything because Dave does train in a garage gym.
True.
I don't even understand this fucking question. What would CrossFit do? What would
a great journal article is called The Garage Gym.
Yeah.
That's where we went when we were no longer welcome in the Globo gym. We went to our garages and then we had too many friends that loved what we're doing. And then we just opened bigger, shittier garages. And then we just started CrossFit. And it went from there. Like if you looked at the evolution of the affiliate, it started with the garage. We left the Globo gym, we went to the garage, and then we evolved from there.
Dude, I'd say 25% of the affiliates that I interview in the affiliate series, they say they started in a garage at their garage, and then their wife or someone backed up the toilet or something and they had to move.
I moved mine back to the garage.
You moved it back to the garage?
Yeah.
From the garage to the gym to the garage.
Yeah.
It's no longer CrossFit.
Look, here we go. Justin Zazumbo. Oh, shit.
That's true. They did quite a hefty promotion of garage gyms and street parking in 24.2.
Salty Hive CrossFit in Utah. Or Hive with Salt. Justin Zazumbo. He says it's where they did 24.2 in a garage gym. Well, fuck. This question is dumb.
Two paths to pursue CrossFit. You do it at home or you go to your local gym and you follow other programming or you go into an affiliate. We really do promote. We'd like to see people go into affiliates to make them.
The problem with YouTube comments is, and I'm being very generous here, 80% of YouTube comments just show that the person who wrote it's a fucking moron, an imbecile.
Well, what does that make Dave? He picked the comment.
Yeah, but he doesn't spend that much time on him. He just like prints them out and then I think he reads these things for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he going to do? Just, I mean, yeah, it's just like.
It's like Savan taking a caller. You know?
Thank you. Yeah. And here's the thing, too. Just because they're fucking complete morons doesn't mean that you don't answer their questions, but it's just like.
You should hang up on more people. Just be like, no, I'm not answering that. Dumb question. Next caller.
Tyler told me to hang up on you. What if I'm an 80% imbecile? Yeah, good point. Yeah. Then you need your questions answered. Fair enough. All right. Yeah, I don't like to ask who it is. I don't like to ask who it is. I just need your pronouns and I'm good.
Successful. But that doesn't mean because we're promoting people to go to affiliates to help make that community thrive and to help make the individual's journey more guided and with coaching. It doesn't mean we're discouraging people who just want to start on their own and do it in their garage or even at another gym. I think that's lame personally, just because, you know, clearly I work for CrossFit. If you're going to do it in a gym, I think you should go to an affiliate. But if you're going to do it at home, yeah, I'm not going to ever discourage anyone from that. And I don't think we would
What do you think about this? I think that if you want to go to the games, what do you think you should have to do the workout in the affiliate? You have to belong to an affiliate. You don't have to do the workout in the affiliate, but you have to belong to an affiliate. And someone might say, well, you're going to narrow the scope of people you can grab. So what? Who cares? Think of it as just like a membership fee. If you're if you're a horse racer, there's some horse club you have to belong to, or if you for my kids to play, I have to join tennis. My kids, I have to join the USTA something or another. And so, hey, if you want to go to the fucking games, you got to be a member at a fucking affiliate.
I think 98% do it.
Do? Oh, so it doesn't have
to. Well, you can't submit an open score without a video if you don't.
Okay. So. Well, no reason to stir the pot if it's not. Okay, fine. Okay, strike that.
You're there, but it's not required.
Yeah.
There's just a, you know, backdoor.
But if it was required, like all the pushback and reasons that people would say that it's a bad idea, I would be like, yeah, I agree with you, but still, so what?
Yeah.
Fine. Trish, Sevon, that's retarded. Affiliates love having badass athletes go there. The games athletes would just find some gym owner to simp for them. Well, that's fine. Yeah, the gym owner can simp for them. That's fine. The gym owner can cover their fees. I'm not saying that they couldn't do that. I don't think that makes it a retarded idea.
Trish is the hard R today.
Yeah.
Instead of asking for callers for their pronouns, you should ask them for their gym nouns. So affiliate or garage gym.
Oh,
that's good.
Wow.
I like that.
Wow.
Or what affiliate they go to.
I'm so sorry, Justin. I referred to you as a garage gym. I know. What's the other one? Garage versus what? Just gym?
Affiliate.
Affiliate gym. Yeah.
Justin, you don't need a official judge.
Justin Zimbo, Chase, hi. Hi. I think you just need a registered judge to have a legit score, correct?
Don't even need a registered judge this year.
Incorrect.
I was not a registered judge.
Just a warm-bodied person.
Mason, Mason, Trish isn't making sense, and yesterday your girlfriend said she's only fucking you because you have a good body, so take that.
Whew. Oh.
That's not the worst thing to have your girlfriend say.
I know. Oh, no.
Yeah, darn.
Your girlfriend's using you for your body, pussy.
Shit. Yeah.
Body's so good. Women are using you for it.
She's using you for your body.
How about that?
Yeah, take that. Ouch. So look, that one hurt. That one's coming up. Okay. Back to Dave.
Talking about or doing that deliberately as a company or as HQ. And you know what? I'll say this. I'm looking back at old journal articles that was encouraged. What? Like when? A very long time ago. Even in the last, I mean, this same
Jesus
criticism
Christ.
Could be said of last 15 years of CrossFit. I don't know how many, you know, there was a phase where
this is at 1.25 speed.
Prior to the sale, for several months, maybe even years, we were just promoting deadlifting with milk jugs. And then before that,
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Not cool, dude, baby.
I would never want to get Taylor and Dave in an argument together. They would just never stop. Like, they both have that thing where they're like, I'm just gonna keep hammering this till I think I've made the point.
Look at him taking shots at the old milk jug deadlift.
We're putting a lot of focus on training and the seminars that we do, but then always there's been a lot on the games. So
imagine working at HQ. We have this fucking amazing gym, this beautiful studio, like for live shows, and we have this crazy control room. And then all of a sudden, one day you come to work and all of it's gone, and the new studio's the couch from the 60s. No joke.
What is it? Ed Bundy's living room? Married with children.
Yeah. God, that was a tough shift. Oh my God. And then in the next phase, Rosa takes Pukey down off the wall in Forging Elite Fitness. It was just like, oh my God.
Which one was worse?
They were both tough, man. They were tough.
Who designed that set?
That was like, Greg. Oh, to the T. Every last thing. The pattern on the couch, everything. Oh my God. In hindsight, I wish I would have fucking taken my wife in there and pulled out on her on that couch.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's the couch that's in your podcast studio that Dave sits on. Did you steal the couch from?
No, that's from my mom's office when she was a lawyer. Right,
same thing. It's the same couch.
My mom probably paid $6,000 for that, I bet. Like at an antique.
You know it's a nice couch.
Yeah, that couch is in every one of your grandparents' living room.
Jesus, I'm looking at it now.
Wooden arms.
I'm turning into my mom.
Heavy as shit.
Just a real deep spring like bottom. That's
the hottest fabric that's ever existed to mankind that you can never take naps on because it's going to roast you.
You're going to sweat to death. Now we know why Sevy got fired. Not because I did that, but because I have thoughts like that that come out of my mouth. That's why I was fired. Oh, Trish. Ron pulled out on me many times on that couch. He made me his little toaster strudel.
Oh my gosh, Jesus. Trish died and got this.
Jesus,
a demon.
Hey, you know how you like you put something on a fence so it lasts forever? I wonder if semen does that to couches. Like puts like a seal on it, or when it dries on there, does it make it crusty so it erodes faster? It's got to do one or the other. I'm gonna guess the latter. It accelerates the aging of the couch. Chase is like, I could be in bed with my wife.
You can imagine. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
Harry Cox, Sevy dabbed his helmet on the couch.
Oh, my goodness.
Not my helmet, my foreskin. My man labias, as someone referred to them. Okay. Back to Dave. Here we go.
Looking back at old journal articles, I was encouraged. Sure, even then, probably we kind of left that. And again, it's not like it was trying to not or to discourage people from training in their garage gym.
Oh my God.
That's an important part of CrossFit, an important way to CrossFit. At 77 Do Rock, when are we?
What do you think about garage gyms?
No more super teams.
What do you say, super teams?
The overwhelming majority of teams at the games this past year and that will be at the games this year will be affiliate teams. They are people who train at an affiliate together and affiliate teams. Now, are there a handful of teams that have athletes who have relocated or are meeting the bare minimum of our rule to be considered on a team and creating what's called a super team? Yes. And not always do they win or perform at the highest level. Sometimes, they're mid-pack in the leaderboard. Not mid-pack, but mid-top 10. So I don't think it's as big of a problem currently as people are saying, but we will continue to look at that, the rules around it and how it stays a true
effect. Why would that be a problem?
I don't think anybody gives a shit anymore.
I don't give a shit.
And there's their affiliate, like the affiliate cup of what it was when it originally started is dead. They're not just because you moved to a gym and went there for 6 months, that's not what the affiliate cup used to be. It's like, this is the first gym. I never left. We've been here. We've all been here for 5 years. Like that's what affiliate cups used to be. It's not like that anymore, which it's fine, but like they got to stop hanging. It's like hanging on to the old open. Just get it's done.
Well, it's, I'm still holding on to the open, so I'm struggling there. But if the teams want to get if the teams are going to be interesting, we need Rich and Tia and Annie to move up to Vermont. And Matt and Rich and Tia and Annie be on a team, and then I'll be interested. Other than that,
no. Which one gets hurt first?
Yeah, I was going to say, Rich, don't move to Vermont. I need you to stay healthy.
Fine, they can move to Cookville. I don't care. But there you go. Whatever they do, I mean, that's the only way. I mean, that's what the teams need. Don't worry about anything else.
The only exciting,
or they
the
need
only
someone like Taylor.
The only team we're watching is Noah's team. Name one other team.
Who's on Noah's team?
Ola.
Chandler.
No, he's on a different team.
Travis Mayer.
No.
Ola Moroccan. You.
Yeah.
Lena Richter and Matilda Garnes.
There we go.
Zero fucks. Who's watching that team? You're watching that team, Tyler. I'll help you. I'll stop watching that.
Then there's the Al Shama team and the Chandler team.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only teams I know. And guess what? It's because they're super teams.
My two favorite people on the Invictus team are gone. Jorge and Devin. Not that I have any issues with the Weiss girl and Al Chama, but.
You just like those two.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Noah's team have a chance to win?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the girl? Matilda Garnes?
Matilda Garnes and Lena Richter.
But didn't she compete Matilda Garnes? I saw her in the quarterfinals.
They both did individual, but they're still, I think they just did it for fun. Noah did it too. I don't know if he entered his scores officially. Actually, I don't think, I know he didn't.
Hey, and those two girls, Nisler and the other girl, the Proven girl now?
Taylor?
Who's banging the president of Proven? Yeah, they were, just when they were starting to get interesting, they broke up.
I don't know, man. They've been around a long
time. Yeah.
I know. But and there was cool drama around them, but like soon as like they left.
As soon as you found out about them.
Yeah, as soon as, and then it was gone.
I honestly wish they never went to Mayhem.
Why?
Because they were so good. They could have carried a team that could have beat them.
That would have been cool.
OC3 had a shot. They just could never get the dudes on the team. So they got sick of it, and they just went to Mayhem to start winning. They're like Kevin Durant.
Those two are the greatest. They transcend Mayhem.
The greatest female pair of all time. It's not even close.
She may be the strongest pregnant woman who ever lived.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm not even joking.
I can't even like make sense of what Nisler did.
This is a really good point. I mean, it's over my head, but it's probably a good point. Justin Zazumbo, teams get affiliates interested, though. The whole affiliate rallies around that team. That's okay.
True.
All right.
It is true.
True.
They can both be true.
Right.
Lynn Najiri, Tola's the hottest guy in CrossFit, and Evicta and Kara's team.
Oh, Kara's team.
Yep.
Oh.
Another super team.
That's a good squad. Oh, and Walleye with Christoph and Elliot Simmons with Mia Hesketh and Jamie Simmons. That's a good.
Wait, who are the boys on that? God, isn't Jamie Simmons in a totally different class than those other three people?
Yes. Jamie Simmons is the best person on that team.
Well, yes.
Right? But on like team setting, I think Mia Hesketh is way more important.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It seems a little out of bounds. Khan, James Newberry, Carr Saunders, and Emily DeRoy. Yeah, like Carr is like on a whole nother planet than these other people. Whole other planet.
Early.
She's like in the next. Dude, Carr has been like at the level.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of athletes. Line. Period. That are on Carr's level. I mean, she's on Rich level.
Right.
Also, early. Well, as far as legacy, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I just mean in terms of no. I would say not in legacy. I would just like. Like, if she was in the individuals, people would be talking about her being a threat to Tia as much as anyone this year.
I probably wouldn't, but
no?
She'd be
no.
a threat for the top 10.
Yes.
Dude. Okay. Different.
But early prediction.
I need John here to back me up.
He would not back you up.
No.
He probably wouldn't even say top 20.
Oh, he's out of his fucking mind.
I'm just channeling in my inner John.
Hey, didn't she have an incredible open? How'd she do in the open?
I think she did really well.
Yeah, she did well.
That's the open.
But we already know she's strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not going to fight with you guys here.
maybe after the show. You'd lose.
1756. As someone who's been a spectator at semifinal two games, it is tough to fit in watching events, getting decent food between events. Agree with Dave's point. While we tried watching age groups, it was a real rush, particularly as the on-site food had massive energy cues and there was minimal food for vegetarians. So no complaints about having less competitors, and hopefully those age groups can have the experience.
Listen. Tia Toomey, Laura Horvat, Cara Saunders, Annie Thor's daughter, Katrin David's daughter, all in their prime. You don't know what the workout is. Rank them.
Ooh.
Name the athletes again.
Tia, Laura, Cara, Annie, Katrin. You don't know the workout. Rank them.
I'll put them in that order you just said them.
Yeah, exactly.
Tia who?
Tia, Laura, Cara.
You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind. You think Laura's better? You think Laura's better at in her prime than Cara Saunders?
Yeah.
Ooh.
In their prime. Hey, see, that's really, a different thing.
Listen, you really want me to fuck it up? I'll throw Sarah Sigmund's daughter there in her prime.
Now,
boy, she was a fucking problem.
She's going at the bottom.
Really?
Yep.
In her prime, just one workout.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I don't know, dude. She was a problem.
Freaking.
Although that's a good wild card.
Yeah, oh,
that's a good wild card.
Very depending good card. On the athlete, the workout, she could have screwed it up.
It's not that Sam Briggs has no love. I think that would be the case. Dave. It's not like Sam Briggs is no love for Sam Briggs. It's just, I mean,
it's era.
Yeah, it's her, Camille, Jolie Gentry.
Jolie Gentry.
It's like, I mean, come on.
Good call.
I think Tanya Wagner and Katie Henniger were more impressive to me in their settings than Camille or
Sam.
Not Sam. Tanya Wagner and Katie Henniger were savages.
She was a monster.
Yeah.
Tanya.
For her era, whew. These are bitches who were like be out there crying and shit. Warring.
Yeah.
I guess Camille cried a little.
I haven't seen anybody cry
a lot.
I remember seeing people cry in affiliate workouts.
Yeah.
And I don't see that anymore.
During workouts?
Yeah.
I was. Go ahead.
I was at Crash. JR made me cry.
In a workout?
He didn't, but it got close.
Oh, is this the one you just did?
It had sled flips in it. It was, a couple days ago. I wanted to die. And then Will and I both about shit ourselves.
You know those Iditarod races where like they push the dog so hard and like a dog dies? The other day I was in the gym and my kid weighs 51 pounds and I had him doing this workout. And at the very end, the last like 6 minutes of it, he had to wear a 6 pound vest. He had to have 3 pound wrist things on, wrist weights, and carry a 6 pound D ball. So he has 18 pounds of weight on him. He's like a 52 pound kid. And dude, a few times there were like tears coming down his face. And I was like, fuck, am I gonna be in the paper? Like, am I gonna Iditarod this kid? Like he's like stumbling around the garage and shit. I'm like, hey,
200. No, some of the moments I remember from football are of moments when I got pushed so hard that I cried.
Wow.
So he'll remember that. And I looked back on that fondly. Like, I wish I could get in situations that I would experience that now in. Like, I want to experience something so scary, like as far as a workout, that I cry.
The last time the first and only time I cried after a workout, it was a 1K time trial.
Wow.
On a rower.
Wow.
And my legs hurt so bad that I just sat there and just tears were just coming down my face.
We should have asked Taylor. No one asked Taylor if he cried.
You did. You did.
I did? Oh.
He said he got close.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is after my kid did that workout, he was like so excited for his brothers to do it. He's like, bring them in here. And I brought them in.
He beat it.
Yeah. And one of the other kids, my oldest cried and my youngest cried. The one in the middle didn't cry.
I think if you did it every day to him, that would maybe then we write a news article about you. But if you just do it one every now and again.
It's like, oh, it's Wednesday.
I've changed the name of tennis with my kid. The game is called Who's Gonna Cry First? Hey, you guys wanna go to the park and play Who's Gonna Cry First? Because someone always cries. They're like, yeah, let's go play Who's Gonna. And they love it. They love that that's what it's called.
Curious whether you'll be encouraging Brent in his role as head of players union, as they have concerns with how much hot water.
Is there really a players union?
The PFAA.
PFAA.
That's called a players union?
Well, in real sports.
Colloquially. How do you say that word?
Don't ask me. I can't even say like half this shit on my podcast the right way.
This is going to be really good, this question. I would want to savor this. It's got Brent Fikowski, players union, and Dave in it. I'm so curious how Dave answers this, regardless of the question.
Hey, hold on. Weather training players need to do in advance of the games, given the uncertainty of how many long intensive outdoor events will be at the games. I know the point about the event is preparing for the unknown, but I don't think anyone wants to see athletes suffering from heat stroke.
What the fuck? I'm rewinding that. Hold on.
It's no funny.
Have less competitors, and hopefully those age groups can have the experience of competing in front of fuller crowds. I think that will be the case. My query is whether you'll be encouraging Brent.
Oh, shit. What was that? Sorry, I'm going back even more. Hold on. I'm slowing this down to 1.0 speed. There's not going to be more people at the Masters now. There's going to be less. Here we go.
Ambient mode?
Agree with Dave's point. While we tried watching age groups, it was a real rush, particularly as the on-site food had massive energy cues and there was minimal food for vegetarians. So no complaints about having less competitors, and hopefully those age groups can have the experience of competing in front of fuller crowds. I think that will be
guys. The person asking the PFAA question is a vegetarian.
This isn't the PFAA.
This is a previous question.
Same person.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
It's the same person. Look, I'm going back 10 seconds again. Watch. The two questions go into each other.
We're never going to get to the fastest.
There was minimal food for vegetarians. So no complaints about having less competitors, and hopefully those age groups can...
You fucker! You're complaining that the food lines are fucking too long at the games, and you're a fucking vegetarian, you fucknut.
...holes around it and how it stays a true affiliate cup. At Davey 1756, as someone who's been a spectator at semifinal two games, it is tough to fit in watching events, getting decent food between events. Agree with Dave's point. While we tried watching age groups, it was a real rush, particularly as the on-site food had massive energy cues and there was minimal food for vegetarians. So no complaints about having less competitors, and hopefully those age groups can have the experience of competing in front of fuller crowds. I think that will be the case. My query is whether you'll be encouraging Brent in his role as head of players union, as they have concerns with how much hot water, hot weather training players need to do in advance of the games, given the uncertainty of how many long intensive outdoor events will be at the games. I know the point about the event is preparing for the unknown, but I don't think anyone wants to see athletes suffering from heat stroke.
Do people not listen?
That dude who asked that question has a vagina, I swear to you. Right in between his ball sack and his anus, he also has a vagina.
Ma'am,
yeah. That's a true they. Wow.
Well, it's just hilarious to me that we're literally going inside and we have the threat of maybe one workout being outside. So it's half of the workouts were outside last year, the year before that. And like, you're worried about heat stroke now?
Right.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it should be the other way. Hey, thanks, Dave, for bringing it inside. Are you guys going to turn the heat up so these pussies don't get to work out in the air conditioned room? Shea Dance, dang, Dave is struggling. He's struggling reading someone who has a kindergarten writing capacity. Oh my God. You live in Texas. Do you have anything you want to say before he answers this, Chase?
It's no different than anything we've been saying. It's like maybe two events will be outside of the 13 to 15 that will be programmed. Everything else is inside. And as Tyler said, it's the least number they've ever had outside. And if they do happen, they'll probably be in the morning. It's going to be fine.
I can't believe how much hate mail we've gotten regarding JR having the gym at 68 degrees instead of 64 degrees. And that's why Taylor fucking, oh my God, the people are saying that it's totally JR's fault that Taylor went down.
God.
I made that up. I made that up. I made that up.
Okay. I was about
listen,
to
listen every year. Listen, here's my stance. If an athlete does not go down at the games, but we just had four ding dongs in JR's air conditioned gym, then the games wasn't fucking hard enough.
It's like if you don't fail one rep during the workout, you didn't pace it right. If we don't get one athlete to collapse, we didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I don't football because of that contact part. Can't they play with flags? And by the way, can they have non-alcoholic beer? No. Fuck off.
I can't wait to see what Dave says.
This is fucking nuts, dude. I hope it's 150 outside and someone cooks to death.
Well.
Do you think we want...
Oh, do we... Oh, here we go. Let me rewind this. Here we go. Jesus Christ.
Fans will be at the games. I know the point about the event is preparing for the unknown, but I don't think anyone wants to see athletes suffering from...
Can you remember a games where someone hasn't gone down? Tell me.
No.
Was there one this year?
Dude, in 2000...
Oh, we got carried off the field after the pick.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, in 2000... In 2008, they did a run. In 2000, in 2009, they did a run.
Yeah.
And they had built these bleachers up on the dirt hill at Dave's house that were probably like, I don't know, 25 feet high, 20 feet high, 15 feet high. And there was an opening in them and people ran into this mock stadium. And the opening was 20 feet. This chick comes fucking down the hill and runs under the fucking bleacher. She missed the fucking opening and KOs herself. This bitch can't, like, dude. Like.
Yeah. Sports, man.
Yeah. Sports. Valerie Vöbrill did a somersault across the finish line and died.
Had to be
resuscitated. Jason Kalipa on the same run fucking died and had to be resuscitated. Kalipa. Yeah.
He literally almost
went down hard.
I mean, dude, we're testing for the fittest. Do you want to test for the fittest, Mr. Vegetarian? They didn't have a meatless. I was looking for a Bill Gates burger. I couldn't find one. I only eat grasshoppers.
We don't talk about that enough, though. It's like we're testing to see what the human body is capable of.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to get hot.
Look at a marathon that they run hundreds of annually. You think anybody comes out of there unscathed?
Just fucking Kenyan. Just Kenyans dehydrated.
What I think about too is like, is the heat a scapegoat for them just like going hard? They're like, oh, I was overheated. There's no way I was that unconditioned or whatever. Versus like, Alexis Raptis, she said after the bike event, after everybody said they were feeling heat fatigue and all that stuff, she's like, no, I feel fine.
Yeah, just slow down, dude. Like, if you can't stand that, that's part of the thing. Like, no one's blaming the programming for what happened to Taylor. That's his fault. You made the workout, so I went too fast. I mean, dude, how about the Isle of Man? Do you know that motorcycle race?
Yeah.
Do you think we want to see athletes suffering from heat stroke? No, I mean, I seriously, like some of these things, when people talk about safety and these heat concerns, you say it as if like we're over here being event organized.
Brent was fucking in charge of safety at Wadapalooza and he was hitting his head on the fucking bleachers when he was rowing because the bleacher was so close to the row was so close to the bleacher. You think Brent has any advice for fucking heat stroke? He didn't even know where to put the rower.
Hey, Savon, yeah. The average deaths per year for marathons is 1.1.
Per marathon?
Per year.
Oh, really?
Every year, someone dies.
Oh, yeah.
In a marathon, on average.
Yeah, I bet you it's per marathon, dude.
In the last 3 years, it's been 3.
Dude, I think... No. Chase, I think someone dies every year at the New York City Marathon. Every year.
God. I mean, even if it's not.
But like, it's been 3 the past couple of years?
3. Yeah.
That's weird.
The average has tripled in the last 3 years.
Get your booster.
I knew that was coming.
Hi, Michiwa. Konnichiwa. Michiwa. Hi. Your Taylor self versus the world rock. Thank you. All right. Bend over. That's a wild set. Hold on. Let me see. Can you take how
research
often does marathon die at New York City Marathon?
I would love.
One study estimates 1 in 149,000 participants died during a marathon.
Okay.
According to the study, male deaths is 1 in 102,000, while female deaths is 1 in 243,000. That's because we push harder than you hoes.
Oh, on Wikipedia, they have a list
of deaths.
Of deaths?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's one a year.
That's it?
Yeah. But it's like annually.
Y'all ain't going hard enough, you marathoners.
And the age range is wild. Although a lot of them are young, like 20 to 25 to 45.
30 right, to 45. So Dave says that they're not going for heat stroke. Well, that's nice. Good to hear. Here we go.
Guys, I feel better.
The keepers of this sport, the people who created the sport and run the sport, who like totally don't give a fuck about safety. Like it's a ridiculous notion at times and almost insulting too. Long before there was call it this, as you said, a players union in the sport, long before there was any high-level athletes, we were doing the CrossFit Games in this fucking shed, and we were talking about and having arguments about safety and what we would do to keep the athletes safe, and if something happened, and how we would run the event. Safety is a primary fucking concern for us. The last thing we want to do is hurt our athletes on the floor for their sake, or for the sake of the perception of CrossFit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do injuries happen? Do things happen at the games? Absolutely. You have people pushing at the extreme limits of physical capabilities on events. You know, you have people.
He's looking up at his monitor. He sees his dog somewhere he doesn't like, and he grabbed the shock collar. Do you see that?
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell is this?
He's setting off like a proximity mine that we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, they're in the tree line.
So Doug's coming back any second.
Breaking their arms. You have people having heat accidents at the games through some of the events we've done in the past, through like Murph. And even in those cases, we've had a couple out of like 80, and even because we had teams do it.
Nico had his eardrum blown out in a fucking swim event. A wave slapped him in the ear.
Yeah.
And he didn't swim back and say, fuck you, Dave. You didn't make the beach safe enough. He's like, damn, that was.
Neil Maddox got a fucking swam into a fucking I don't know what you call it, a herd, a gaggle of fucking jellyfish, and got fucking crushed.
Is it a school?
Well, yes, that, yeah. School of jellyfish.
Did Rob Orlando try to swim and then just didn't?
Yeah. Rob sunk. Yeah. Rob was out.
Yeah. He's like, nah.
Yeah, that went about like I thought, right to the bottom.
Deborah Corden Carson went out there and was crying.
She was just scared. But yeah, I think it was like 2 years later, she came back and finished the swim, which I thought was pretty cool.
Dave went out there and talked to her. You can do it. You can do it. I yelled at Dave. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You're supposed to be an impartial judge.
Yeah. Out of hundreds.
Elijah Muhammad was stranded in the ocean. Nobody cared.
That clip is so good. It's on the paddleboard.
I don't remember that. What year was that?
I want to say 2015.
I think that's right.
Paddle.
And he just gave up out there?
He just forearms, like arms, legs in the water, just splashing, like waiting for the time gap.
Wow. Jeez.
Did we want that to be the case? No. Does it happen? Yes. So my point about Texas and the heat. Oh, shit. We didn't think about that. No, of course we fucking thought about that. And of course we're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure the athletes.
They're also worried about a pro-Hamas rally breaking out there.
Why didn't you all think about that?
Yeah. Not in Texas, dude.
Are we... going to give them prescriptive at this point, or you are going to have five events outdoors and here's the length and here's what you're dealing with. No, because we shouldn't. That players union you're talking about, they are in constant communication with us. We talk to them a lot. I heard they took some of our communications and put it forward. I'm not sure. They might have told our team they're going to do that or not. I'm not a huge fan of operating that way, but whatever. Maybe they did tell us and we approved it. My point is,
Do you know the backstory on that, Chase?
Which one?
Basically, he's saying that there was a communication between the PFAA and HQ, and PFAA published the comms. Oh. He's not. Do you know anything about that?
I don't.
Oh, if they did that without approval from HQ, they should fucking. That's lame.
I've communicated with them. I don't think they like the answer. That's fine. But we're not going to tell them how many workouts that are going to be outside. And here's the deal. Even in Madison. And in the same,
so they've requested to know how many workouts are going to be outside the PFAA, and CrossFit said eat a dick. They should say eat a dick. Hey, it's a secret.
They're not going to run an event at noon.
Can you believe they even asked?
Yes.
I can't. I guess I just have too much respect for the process to ask.
Well, they're trying to prove their worth too, right? They're trying to do their like.
Yeah, maybe not fuck it up the first time you ask for something.
Yeah, good point.
Same will happen here. Athletes showed up a week. Some showed up the month before and acclimated to the environment they were competing in. Should you probably show up to early to the games if you qualified for the games to acclimate? Yes.
I would say this, though. If it wasn't Dave running this...
Oh, easy.
I don't believe that's true because Boz.
I don't even mean Boz. I'm just saying.
Nope.
Okay. Yep. Different show.
get to the back.
Of competing 50 minutes or an hour at 110 degree temperature at 3 p.m., which probably we will not put you in that scenario. And what I mean by that is you're going to be in and out all day long in an environment that's really fucking hot, and getting there on a Wednesday or a Tuesday before the games, and then having to deal with competing and then going outside and going to your hotel or going to get food in this really hot environment that you're not used to, that's not going to help your performance or your mind state or your mental state. So actually, and I'm not going to tell anybody how to acclimate or when they should get there, but yeah, you should probably get to the games early.
Just like other sports, if it's at elevation, go to elevation.
Yeah.
Like if you're fighting in Mile High, like you got to go there a month before if you're a boxer.
Yep.
And acclimate to just the surrounding environment for you as an individual, even if you are going to do a majority of your competition inside. And we've said that over and over. We've said a majority of the competition will be indoors because of the we have a single indoor venue. And so even if you were to take a look at, like, you could go here with the games and someone could do this exercise. How many events were on the soccer stadium? Or I'm sorry, not the soccer stadium. The outdoor field, the North Park field, and in the Coliseum. Because those were the two arenas we bounced back and forth from. And then how many were outside of that? And
the desert in the summer, people. The entire CrossFit Games for years was run in the desert in the summer in California. Los Angeles is a desert.
Why I say that is because what we are saying very publicly, there is one arena now. There is one main venue. You could probably assume that the amount we did on North Park and the Coliseum are the amount we're going to do in this new venue. So I don't. So your last sentence, I know the point is about preparing for the unknowable, but I don't think anyone wants to see athletes suffering from heat stroke.
I don't care.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
It was hotter in Carson.
Dear CrossFit Games athletes, if you start to feel heat stroke, slow down.
Rich made this point. I can't remember. It was a podcast recently. He's like, I'm so tired of hearing this. He said it's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Dude, Madison got hot sometimes. It's
not gets hot everywhere. Like,
here's the thing. Texas is going to be hot, but it's going to be indoors.
It's dry heat.
I hope they move it to Phoenix.
Not a dry heat.
I hope they move it to Phoenix. We'll show you fucking hot.
Steven, first time in quarterfinals, and my only goal is to beat Dave. Well, you probably definitely beat me. I got my ass handed to me. This was a really good reminder of how many gaps I have in my personal training. I CrossFit year round. I only do CrossFit. I do not CrossFit to tackle my weaknesses, or I don't. I program things that I'm going to. I don't even want to say I program for my strengths. I don't have a lot of strengths, but I program to stay moving and to stay healthy and to stay fit. And I have like a long-term, I do a lot of outdoor stuff. So skewing towards endurance and skewing towards that type of training and just staying strong enough is how I've trained for the last few years. I really don't train for strength. I don't prioritize strength much, or again, my weaknesses. So what that led to is the first two workouts, I did okay. I was happy with my performance, not okay on the leaderboard, but just okay relative to who I am. And then the second two, they just crushed me. I really am poor at handstand pushups, and that workout did not go well for me at all. And then the strength, the clean and jerk element, the clean and jerk event, I was happy just to get a few reps at 185 because even that was really heavy for me. But I will say this about
quarterfinals. Also, you guys, Dave's older than he looks. Like a lot older than he looks. He's closer to 50 than 40.
Yeah.
And all of this. I am really motivated to train and prepare for next year's Open and quarterfinals, or however it looks in the future, to really give this a go. Because I didn't train hard or really take this seriously leading up even into the Open, until once I started the Open and saw, oh, I can't qualify for quarterfinals. Then I got really motivated. This time I'm going to get really motivated in late November, early December, and start training for the Open. And hey, knowing the workouts doesn't fucking matter. That's not going to change my capacity or ability. And this notion that, that I make the workouts to cater to me, no one's really saying that, but I will say that. The last two are clear indications that I don't do that. All right. semifinals are coming up in about a month.
I suck so bad. If you think I programmed through look at my scores, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
You catch that little sneaky hint?
What?
Oh. He said Open, quarterfinals, or however it's programmed in the future.
Oh. That second week in
Why
a row.
Why say that when second, you don't have to?
Second week in a row. Last week he talked about making the Open more important, significantly more important.
Hmm.
Chase?
I don't know.
So make sure you get tickets if you're in North America to the two events. We got one in West Coast and one on the East Coast. And then overseas, there's a handful of events. So definitely check out semifinals. and thanks for listening.
And those other ones.
All right. Week in review. Oh, look, I didn't even switch this to this. I wonder if sorry.
There you go, Chase.
No.
Well, I wonder I wonder if CA Peptides is really going to sponsor Taylor for the semifinals. I think they will.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
That'd be cool.
All right, thanks, guys. Any topics, any stones you'd like to?
I'm just so happy he acknowledged the winner at Max being inappropriate in the Open and quarterfinals, finally.
You've thought that for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to die on that hill.
All right. Thanks, guys. Everyone, thanks for watching. Long show. See let's see if there's anything in here that needs. I'm stoked to attend the West Coast Classic.
Same.
Sounds like you programmed quarterfinals. Can we talk about the $90 semifinal T-shirt? Tyler sounds like he's on a first date with your mom and brought a football or something as a gift.
Just your accent.
Zachary Kadatz, daily training. You're welcome. Talk to you guys. See you tomorrow morning. I haven't got a confirmation from Greg yet, but he is in Bora Bora. Oh, the complete guide to fasting. And it's chapter 12 of the audiobook. Don't DM me and be like, what was that book you said? Like, fuck you. You go back and look at the podcast.
Listen to the whole show before you get that answer.
The Complete Guide to Fasting, Jason Fung. The Complete Guide to Fasting, Jason Fung, audiobook, chapter 12. That was what Dave told me. Like, hey, dude, you really got to listen to that. All right. Chase, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Watkins, Heat One App, thank you. Bye-bye.